Forgiving Others Part 6, the final video, and you made it. Thank you for making this journey with me. At the end of this video, I'm going to give you access to a resource that will lead you through steps of forgiveness towards the people that you need to forgive in your life. We've been talking about forgiveness, and talking about forgiveness gives us the impression that sometimes we've forgiven. But in reality, we haven't. We actually have to do it. And that is the resource at the end of this video. It's free for you. A quick update, literating activity can be found in the description. Gain access to it by clicking the link. Second thing is, I've created a prayer video that will help you forgive those you need to forgive. Please take advantage of both of those. I know you will be blessed if you do. And we are blessed here, aren't we? I'd like to share with you first a story about a young man who went through those steps that I'm going to give you and how it was a huge blessing in his life. On this one particular event that I was doing with some teens, we went through the teaching and then I gave them the letter writing activity. They went off to different corners of the gym and began to do the forgiveness activity. There was one young man, let's call him Johnny, about early 20s. And he wasn't participating in the activity. So I went over and it became obvious why. Johnny was Down syndrome. And he just didn't have the capability of actually writing out a letter. He understood the concepts perfectly, but he just couldn't write the letter that he was being asked to do. And so I asked Johnny, well, instead of writing the letter, can you write out your ABCs and maybe people's names? Can you just write the initials of their names on a piece of paper? And he said, yeah, he could do that. That would be okay. So he went off to the corner and Johnny started to write down initials of people's names that he felt maybe God was calling him to forgive. And then that evening, all the young people gathered in the chapel before the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus was exposed. I was off on the corner leading musical Eucharistic adoration, and right at the base of the altar was a big garbage can. Now, I know it's not really liturgically pleasing, but that's what we had, a big garbage can. And the young people were instructed any time during adoration, they could take those letters that they wrote to the people that they needed to forgive, come forward to that garbage can, and before Jesus ripped them up, as a sign of releasing them and forgiving them. And so throughout adoration, all these young people were coming forward with their letters in their hands and they were ripping them up and this throwing them down in this garbage can. It was a very moving experience for many of them. But there was Johnny, and he was sitting in the front pew. And every time he saw somebody get up and go past him, he just watched them. And he watched another person, and he watched another person. And it was so obvious because he was in the front row. He's one of the nearest people to me. And there was a couple times where Johnny got up and he was about to get out of his seat to go and throw his letter in, but then he would sit back down. Another person would go and he would get up right after and then he would sit back down and he couldn't quite get to that garbage can. And after adoration, which was about an hour, it became fairly obvious that he may have been the only person that didn't go forward. And I could see Johnny and he was looking around the chapel. And he realized he was the only one that hadn't gone. And finally, he stood up. And he walked towards Jesus. And he took his letter. And he took that letter and he shook it at Jesus in the Eucharist. And started screaming at Jesus. And then he took that letter. And with all his might, he threw it into the garbage can. At the instant that letter went into the garbage, this huge smile spread across his face, and he went like this. He went back and sat down. Instant relief. My friends, this is the power of forgiveness. Jesus wants to set us free from the cage that sometimes we place ourselves in. And so I'd like to share with you that activity. If you happen to be watching this at the Ignite Camp, your leaders are going to give you that letter. If you happen to be watching this on YouTube, then I'm going to provide a link in the description that you can click that will take you to a page where you can gain access to that letter writing activity. And I just want to make sure and that you're clear, this letter writing activity is not for the purpose of mailing this letter to the person who has hurt you, because you're going to get more pain if you do this. This is about you and you taking responsibility for the sinful response that you may have done to another person's sin. Don't mail the letter. You'll see the steps of what you should do in the letter. The last step is ripping up the letter. Please do that. Don't let it lie around. So my friends, thank you for hanging in there with me on a difficult topic, forgiving other people. But it pays eternal dividends. Thanks for watching. God bless you.